After the chant, sprinkle turquoise dust on the ground and a drop of wine. This spell must be done during the first full moon at the beginning of the year for it to work. You have to be calm and collected when you do it. You say the prayer over a crystal bowl filled with aloe, angelica, basil, bay, and chickweed. There are many other herbs that you could add into this spell to make it more powerful, but I just use it mainly as a protection spell. I created this spell myself and have found that it genuinely works. Of course, there are still some bad times in life, but that is life, and you can't always prevent bad things from happening. This is mainly a spell of protection to avoid injuries and to heal the pain from the year before, and it really works. It is also a good blessing for heading into new friendships. Ritual and spell work. The rituals are important because they are part of the religion and what makes it unique. It is especially the spell work that you do that will make you unique. See, the fact of the matter is, every witch leaves a magical fingerprint after they do a spell, meaning no one else can ever replicate the spell quite like you. No one flourishes the wand or athami like you. No one pronounces every word just like you, and no one moves through the motions as you do. No two people do a spell exactly the same. Rituals are how you do the spell and must be done before you start the spell. Rituals are like traditions. Sometimes it is best just to do them and leave them alone because they are identifiers of a group. One of the rituals is a circle. However, the circle is not what identifies Wiccans. It is how they open the circle. They go clockwise rather than counterclockwise, as most paganist groups do. Also, most groups use candles to indicate a circle. Wiccans do not have to, but they can choose to if they so please. There are other rituals, such as what you need at your altar when performing a spell, and things of that nature as well. Wiccan altars are a leveled platform used for prayer and worship. Traditionally, Wiccan altars have multiple symbolic items that worship the god and goddess. They're used for casting spells, chants, and prayers. You, as a Wiccan practitioner, can personalize your altar as you wish. The Wiccan religion is based on personal interpretation, so there are not too many rituals for spells. However, for celebrations, there are a lot of rituals, such as making sure you use this time to charge your crystals. Crystals are a large topic, which can be saved for a future book. Spell work is more personal. It is how you do your spell, what you wear, how you stand, what spell you use, what your altar looks like, how you choose to mark your circle. All of those things are specific to you. You have to find your style and be consistent. Spell work is also what makes you identifiable to other Wiccans and covens. Covens, by the way, are territorial. An elder can sniff out any magic done in their territory, and often they will just ask you to go someplace else. But if you have stumbled upon dark Wiccans, it's not pleasant. Always talk to the earth before choosing a ritual area. Tools. There are several tools that you need as a witch. These tools are essential and will help you in your craft. Beware, though. Some of them may be beautiful, but when you have to use them, are not so pleasant. The tools are as follows. Athame. A ceremonial knife that is used when you have to make a blood offering. This blade is to be decorative and kept sharp so that it pleases the goddess while causing minimal pain and scarring upon use. When you use it, either prick the tip of your index finger or cut across the meaty part of your palm under your thumb, depending on the amount of blood needed. Often, you just have to cut the air with an athame. Chalice. The ceremonial cup that you often have to fill with wine is an offering to the earth. Sometimes you have to drink some of the wine as well, so if you are underage, it is best not to attempt those spells just yet. What has been done in the past is finding a red grape juice as a substitute. Wouldn't want you to get in trouble for trying to heal the earth. Wand. Unlike in Harry Potter, oftentimes wands are just decorative pieces for your altar to please the goddess. The wand may need to be waved, but you do not have to have it for your power. The power comes from inside you.